Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I had uploaded intro music, but I guess it wasn't queued properly. Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Weekend. It's been a few months since the last update broadcast, and I assure you, and I thank you also for being supporters of this broadcast since March 21st, 2011. I hear from so many loyal listeners and individuals and people and groups that I network with via social media and throughout Blog Talk Radio and also in person that support the show. Believe me, there will be a full-fledged schedule very soon. We have been having too much fun throughout social media discussing so many topics, and so many hot topics are happening. This is a political season. It's back to school time. There are a lot of things going on. Terrific things and not so terrific things, right? Because right before this update, I was checking out some of the protests going on, some of the marches and some of the protests going on in Florida regarding the gentleman that was murdered due to an argument over a handicapped parking spot. So right before I came on air to do this commentary update, that what my focus was on, I was checking out what was going on internally in a church in Florida, but then also there was a reporter talking to protesters. But there, I've been watching the protests going on in St. Louis, Missouri, and I believe Chicago PD has had a press conference today regarding such a bloody weekend right here. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. I know some of you wonder, oh, is she in Dallas or Texoma area or what? I'm in the capital city of Jackson, my native Jackson, Mississippi. And we have an awesome interim police chief just handling business, and definitely he and JPD are working hands-on with the county and with the community to educate us and so on. And so here in Jackson, well, a lot of civil rights history has been made in a beautiful, beautiful place. We also are, you know, trying to catch grasp of what's going on in regards to crime that's happening not only here, but keeping our eyes open. Because as I'm watching this protest, a Jackson-based attorney is speaking in this church in Florida. So it is, we all are here for one another worldwide. A big shout out to not only the listeners here in the USA, but my UK listeners, China, Turkey, Australia. I'm shouting out the top five, but everybody from every small city, town, village to mega cities. Thank you all my friends worldwide that are, we have really built genuine friendships, and thank you to those that express your concern and eagerness to hear the show again and listen to the co-hosts and awesome music and awesome subjects and to come into the chat room and enjoy the chats and call in. So and I keep taking hiatuses, but that will return. Those days will return even better than ever. So thank you all for expressing your love and support also. So really reinventing my social media presence, because, you know, it was really dampered when I've had different electronic devices stolen, from phones to laptops to iPads and so on. So definitely reinventing social media presence and also assisting others with their marketing and their social media presence also. I have been 49. My birthday is the end of this week, week's end. So thank you for those of you that have recognized that also. Last year when I turned 49, I had mixed emotions. Mom was alive. You all that don't know, mother passed away in December. But if you network with me, you know, and word have spread. And thank you all for your concern and your love and your continued prayers. And I think I've adopted some of mother's personality traits. Definitely more. I've adopted some of her traits. Not so giggly. I'm a happy-go-lucky person. She was a very happy person. But she was a quieter type and a more reserved type. So I definitely have adopted some of her personality. She's been going in the physical. I definitely feel her spirit around me all the time, 24/7. So that's very encouraging. She always had that. She always said, never give up. I never give up. Don't you ever give up. And definitely never giving up. But there's been a lot of good things going on this past week. Attended awesome events. Rockstar Connect, Capital City Networking held their kickoff networking event here in downtown Jackson, Ferry Street District, hosted by Jim Griffin of Griffin Financial Services. And when I met him, it was in early 2017, and he had shared with the everyone at the SBA Brown Bag Lunch that he's awesome at hosting parties. And his kickoff event was definitely wonderful. It was held on the patio, and it's a monthly event. And those of you that, Rockstar Connect is a national, international entity. So in your respective city, look up Rockstar Connect on Facebook especially and join a group and don't miss their events and find out who's hosting those events in your city, either in Atlanta or Dallas or Charleston or whatever, because when I'm in Dallas, I'm going to be looking for whoever hosts the Rockstar Connect there in Dallas, because, you know, and it definitely reminded me of some of the mixers that I have attended in Dallas, too. So very, very awesome. So connect with Jim Griffith and connect with Rockstar Connect here based in Jackson, because we're connecting with other cities regionally and nationally. Of course, we're building a stronger networking system right here in the capital city, but you know, we all are international, and so it's important for us to connect internationally. And when we're in certain cities, because many of you travel for business, you might wonder, well, I wonder if a Rockstar Connect networking event is going on here in Jackson. It's called the Capital City Networking Event. Last weekend, I attended a Damon John event. Success formula, right? And a friend of mine and I went, and it was pretty awesome. And on Friday morning, there is an event called Friday Forum. Tuesday, I don't know, you know, this is election season. So Tuesday here in Jackson, regarding the Jackson Public Schools, we're voting yes or no regarding the school bond. So Friday, I was so excited to see a former professor of mine from Jackson State, one of my business management professors, Dr. Bill Cooley. Many of you worldwide know Dr. Bill Cooley, so I was so excited to see him and many other friends that were present, like Otha Kane, who was with me when I started my Culture Shock Entertainment back in the early 90s. Matter of fact, he directed my first fashion show back in 92, and Otha does wonderful things here in the city of Jackson. I mean, he was living nice in Atlanta and returned to Jackson, and he has been doing an amazing job as editor of Mississippi Link and also hosting his shows and a show on one of the local radio stations, and he really bring out a lot of things that we don't see on mainstream media. And definitely sending prayers out to Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato
She's a fave of mine, and she wasn't a fave. I mean, one of my friends, he and I were in the library, Eudora Welty, and I had just told him about R. Kelly's song, and he said, and see, you're gonna see how we went into this. He said, I said, listen to it. You haven't heard it? And he was like, no. And then I'm like, it's amazing, the things that he's admitting. And I like the song because I like R. Kelly's music. And I like the song. I like how he's singing. And he listened to it. And then he said, Bethany, that was a 20-minute suicide song. That was a 20-minute note, suicide note. And I'm like, what? And that ran across my mind when I listened to it. And I'm like, well, those of us that care about his well-being, we have to keep an eye on that then. And not a minute passed by, and he said, oh, my goodness, Demi Lovato has been rushed to the hospital. And my late mother liked her, too, liked her work. And we just, like, followed her because she was so down-to-earth and open. And so I've been keeping track, and I see where she has agreed to go into rehab, and her ex has been spending time with her. I know in recent weeks, she and another favorite artist of mine, G-Eazy, have been spending time together and so on. But I'm so glad that she had came out a couple months ago and admitted with the release of her song Sober that, that she wasn't sober anymore. So that probably was a plea for help then, letting everybody know that, hey, I'm not sober anymore. I mean, I wish somebody would listen to me. And like at that Sunday night at a concert, there's a video on one of her fans, attendees of her last concert, where she had forgotten the lyrics. And she just said, F it. And what, the next day we hear about this. So definitely praying for her. I've been trying to get information. Now that I'm in Mississippi, and I've never been to this facility, but I know this facility here in Mississippi has helped many a person, from celebrities and non-celebrities. Tiger Woods, when he was had needed to be helped regarding his sex addiction, he came to Pine Grove here in Mississippi. Ozzy Osbourne, many celebs, many regular everyday people go to this behavior facility in Hattiesburg. So I really hope they will send her to, like, she's a native of Dallas, which is my second home. She should probably come to, like, Mississippi, and this is like a facility that really helps people. And I know for a fact they tolerate paparazzi, because when Tiger Woods was there, they built like high fences and everything. And one thing, law enforcement here don't believe in that. You respect people, you give people their privacy. So I hope, there are probably amazing places everywhere, but she probably would do well down there in Hattiesburg at Pine Grove. But I'm so glad that she's gonna get detoxed and clean and everything. Some people do it on their own, some people need a little help, and some people just need a change of environment. So definitely praying for her. There's much more to talk about. I'll schedule another update in this week. I know I reschedule. But definitely when I do schedule, I'm going to stick to that time. And also look for a new broadcast from Image Mechanisms, the spin-off show to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you all, and God bless. And I really appreciate your support. Email me at cultureshockinc_beth@yahoo.com. And also, I'm all over social media, so like many of you do, thank you to all the artists and musicians and business people and people that love the community and people that want to talk about certain topics. Thank you also for suggesting topics and sending me your music and emailing me. And some of you even video chat call me. But give me a heads up first, because I'm not always camera ready. Big shout out to the James Franco Project Group, the Save Dallas page I have. We're doing some amazing things. The Save Dallas page, my Save Dallas page, and followers and participants, we're going to gear back up to try to save Dallas. We're going to do our best, and hopefully the ones that originated the Save Dallas campaign and all of us can get together and get Dallas back on the air, all these reboots going on. But thank you all. Happy summer. Happy birthday week to me, and there will be another broadcast of this week. Thank you, and God bless. Really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Much love.